Well, praise the Lord. I hope you're having a good day. This is Brother Jeff with your daily inspiration. And I want you to know that the Bible says glory is presence. You know, He wants you and I to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. God wants us all to be holy and unblameable and unreprovable. And I liked what a man said the other day. He said, are y'all all holy, unblameable, unreprovable like the Scripture teaches? And nobody wants to just jump up and say, I'm holy, I'm unblameable, I'm right. We all kind of want to keep a humble attitude and not declare too much victory sometimes. But you know, the man said, well, if you're not, when do you expect to be? Because God said, be holy, be pure in heart, stop sinning, all these things. And if we're not holy today, when do we expect to be? I was just looking at that verse as I shared it with you there out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, no flesh should glory in His presence. And I hope that you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Galatians 5 tells us to walk in the Spirit, and we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Romans says in Romans chapter 8 that if you're carnally minded, that it says that the carnal mind is enmity with God, and the carnal mind is death. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. How do we be spiritually minded instead of carnally minded? Well, first of all, it's kind of like eating food. Let's just take a trip to the kitchen, and you're hungry and you want something to eat, and you open the cupboard and there's salty potato chips, there's peanuts in another container. And another one is marshmallows. And you got to decide, what am I going to eat? There's three things to eat. Potato chips, peanuts, or marshmallows. Well, you're going to have to decide what's going to really satisfy your hunger, what's going to satisfy your taste bud, and what's going to be the best for you. Now, I'll tell you right now, you and I know potato chips aren't much good for you. Neither are marshmallows. I'd say the peanuts would be the best choice of those three. And you know, it's like I heard the story of a man. His mama would cook him food, and he would come home, and he'd never want to eat the food she cooked. And she'd have a nice square meal every night, vegetables and homemade bread, meat, and you know, fresh fruit, and you know, all this good mama cooking. And he wouldn't eat it. And finally, the lady went out to the boy's truck and found all his drink bottles, cups, and cotton candy wrappers, and ice cream sandwich wrappers, and just a bunch of junk food. And she said, I figured out why you don't want my good cook. And he said, why? That's because you're filling up on junk. And, you know, that's kind of like our life. Are we filling up on junk? Are we filling up on things that really profit our spirit? You know, to sit and watch television is futile. To sit and waste time reading books that don't glorify God and don't teach you true facts. Just to sit and read a bunch of fluff, it's like eating marshmallows. It might taste good, might soothe your tongue, but later you're going to have a horrible stomachache. And it's just not going to give you what you want. So the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit, and we won't fulfill the lust of our flesh. So, you know, you're not just going to become spiritually minded overnight or when you get to a certain age. It's an exercise. You've got to read the Word and hide the Word in your heart and memorize God's Word. You've got to get around people that want to talk about God's Word. You've got to get around singing that is inspirational to your soul, and you got to get around the preaching of the Word that's sound and biblical, and you got to give God a place to have residence in your life, to cultivate and culminate the Spirit's work in your life. There's just no way you're going to get anywhere feeding on the fluffy stuff and the ignorant stuff. You've got to get spiritually minded. You got to get in the light if you want to see, you know, if you're dirty. You know, people that never look at themselves in the light can't see dirt. A lady that cleans her house with no light on is not going to probably get her house very clean. You got to get in the light. You got to get where you can see what's real and what's right. So I hope that this will inspire you to be spiritually minded and have that life and peace that God commanded. Because he said no flesh is going to glory in his presence. You're not going to do it in your strength. It's going to be in God's strength. I'll sing you a song in conclusion here. I'm going to live for Jesus every day, every day. I'm going to live for Jesus, come what may. Take the world and all its pleasure. I have a more enduring treasure. I'm going to live for Jesus every day.